Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at Fightful.com here with a name you know. You know him from the wrestling ring, but you're going to get to know him a little bit more from Corner Gas Animated. You can see it on CTV in Canada, IMDb TV in America when it drops. We call him Lance Storm, but he's known as Lance Fury in some other parts of the world.
Yeah, in the Corner Gas universe, and it's CTV comedy. It's not CTV. Yes. In the Corner Gas universe, I will be known as Lance Fury.
Yeah,
which actually isn't a big stretch from Lance Storm, to be perfectly honest.
It's not. And I mean, I got to check out the episode. You play a gardening, a pro wrestler who is now a gardening enthusiast. Did you take any inspiration from like other plant loving wrestlers like Rob Van Dam?
Yeah, or Val Venus, my old partner.
Yeah,
but, yeah. Although it's funny in that, and again, I'm assuming Brent got the idea from me in that it's a retired pro wrestler turned podcaster, which is pretty much what I'm doing legitimately. It's just instead of podcasting pro wrestling, I'm podcasting about my love for botany and plants.
And I mean, you had a great. I'm assuming you went into this without that knowledge that was written in about plants, or were you able to lend a little bit?
I'd lended the voice, but I didn't know that's where it was going when they first reached out to me and wanted to know if I was interested. And obviously I jumped the chance. I've been a fan of the franchise since I think I discovered it when they were in season 3 of the live action series. That always sounds funny, live action, because it's not an action show, but I had gotten a DVD set of season 1 for Christmas, about the year they were in season 3, I believe, and fell in love with the show, and even had a buddy of mine who works in film working behind the scenes trying to get me a cameo on that. And then, you know, I was part of the Kickstarter program when they did the movie and ended up getting to meet and get to know Brent Butt a little bit. So when he reached out and asked if I was interested in being a part of season 3 of Corner Gas Animated, I jumped at it. And then when I found out about the botany angle, if you will, was when they actually sent me the copy of, I guess they only sent me my portion of the script. Maybe they sent me the whole script. I don't remember. To read through the first time to see what I thought. And I guess it was the whole script because it wasn't too long in that I was actually laughing. So I'm like, no, this is good. I enjoyed it and thought it was really funny.
I love that we're at a point in time where we can say the botany angle.
And there you go.
You say that it's not an action show. I don't know. Some of that terminology you were using with the older lady as you're teaching her to go in deep
Emma.
To the that was action packed there.
Yeah, and in this is again, I suppose I stood in the ring with him at New Blood Rising, but this is going to be the first time anyone gets to see Lance Storm and Bret Hart wrestle.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. That was the thing. Bret Hart. I'm assuming you've seen the episode ahead of the drop,
yes,
as I have. They had Bret Hart, and I love it. He's playing the mechanic, and he's wearing
bad mechanic.
A hillbilly gym getup, effectively. But it's got the Bret Hart type of like the pink. I don't know if it's like the Razor logo or whatever the flare the flame, so to speak. It's a nice mixture there. It's an homage because it looks just like Bret Hart and it looks just like Lance Storm, but it's the mechanic and Lance Fury.
Well, the way it was explained to me was they didn't want all of the baggage of our careers.
Sure.
So they went as well, you know, because it's then you've got, you know, however many time world champion Bret Hart, and it muddies the waters a little bit, where this way they could put whatever history behind each character they wanted. But obviously it's pretty plain to see who we really are. So if you're a wrestling fan, you get the bonus of that. And if you're not a wrestling fan, then you can just enjoy Lance Fury, plant enthusiast against the bad mechanic.
And you've done some acting in the past. I remember you were in, I believe it was Chokeslam?
Yes, Chokeslam the movie. Had a cameo in that and a little bit of wrestling. I've actually done, and again, more stunt acting than acting, really. But I've done a couple of small bits in a couple of TV shows and a couple of films. But this was a lot of fun going to studio. Brent came to Calgary, and we got into a studio here and, you know, read through the lines. And he basically read every person on the show that I was interacting with. So I had, and then they did my parts, and it was a lot of fun.
So how much transition, or I don't want to say adaptation or anything like that, did you have to do to go to voice acting? Because you've been a character actor for a significant portion of your life in a lot of ways.
Well, yeah, because I feel like I'm just basically playing me, which is probably the best way to go as far as acting goes, because I don't have a lot of experience in traditional acting. But yeah, it was, you know, we went down and it was, I don't know, 3 hours or so in studio. And it was fun because there's, you know, one moment that I take a blow and it's like in mid-sentence, and it's like I just was having a really hard time with it, and finally I just looked at Brent. I'm like, can you just hit me at the appropriate time, please? And he's like, what? I'm like, just hit me. I don't care how, but it's just hard to be saying a sentence and go ow realistically enough. So I'm like, just pop me in the shoulder good and shove me. It's like, he's like, okay. And it's like, it worked a lot better. So it's like in wrestling, it's easier if you just actually do it. So
I would assume that over the years and how long you were associated with wrestling, you probably did some voice work for video games and things like that over time as well, right?
Actually, the only one, and it was weird. It's the, you know, things get better, but do they really? The only game that I actually recall doing that for was the ECW video game.
The Acclaim ones from...
The Acclaim one. Yeah. They brought us to the Acclaim offices in New York somewhere. And every sound from that video game, we had to record all the grunting, the groaning, the ow, oh, as well as, you know, 3 or 4 lines of taunting that our character would have done. But I don't recall ever doing any of that in WWE. I do remember doing, there was a week, and unfortunately, it was just after we had all been fired from the invasion. And I did the segment where I was, you know, mopping floors at WWE New York, the restaurant, hoping to make my way back after being fired. And all of the toy companies were doing, you know, I guess probably the Christmas launch or something. So there's all these new toys coming out. So they're all there too. And I'm assuming none of the people knew wrestling. So they just watched the episode the week before they showed up. So literally every piece of merchandise and toy, they had me doing, you know, janitor stuff as if that was my gimmick. And there was, like, you know, a lot of voice stuff for sound effects for different things, or a microphone that you could interview people. And they just wanted me to record all these lines about mopping floors. And I'm just like, oh. But yeah, other than that, for toys and the ECW video game, it's the only time I've done voice work, so to speak. But again, I've been doing podcasts non-garden related for quite a while. So it wasn't a big stretch.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I kind of realize you left in 04, and many of the WWE games were text-based with the terminology before then, like, because they would have, like, music overlay and stuff. I'm sure you didn't play many of them, but
no, I
also do vividly remember, like, when you would throw a strike and you'd hit Balls Mahoney, he'd, like, go, oof, like that on the ECW games as well.
And we made those recordings.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, you're sitting in this tiny little room all by yourself, and they're like, yeah, you get the headset on. And they're like, okay, grunt. And he's like, ugh. It's like, all right, pretend you got hit. You go, oh, it's like, you just feel like an idiot. So actually being in a studio with Brent doing lines and letting him hit me was easy.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if you had him there, it would have been a lot more natural because he could have just got the job done for you.
Yep.
Was there any, like, to kind of mention the video game again, was there any other work you had to do for those? Like, did you have to do any motion capture? I feel like this was before that time.
We didn't do motion capture, but we did, and it was absurd. They came to, we did a show in White Plains, and they were going to film the commercial. And we get there, and they've got this setup in the ring, and they've got, had to have been about a 4-inch thick chunk of plexiglass in the middle of the ring on blocks with a camera underneath it. And they wanted all of us to do like wrestling moves on it. So they wanted a guy to jump off the top rope and splash the camera so you could see it and we're like, we can't land on that. Like, why not? I'm like, that's 4 inches thick plexiglass. It's like landing on concrete. And they're like, well, can't you just splash that? We're like, no. So they eventually managed to put some, you know, the gym mats that would be on the floor in New York around it, just enough so that the camera didn't see it. And a couple guys were willing to do a couple of bumps on that, but it was not good. So yeah, that's why I much prefer the animated series because yeah. you don't have to do your own stunts in an animated series.
You did a moonsault in the animated series.
Yes. The lion salt version.
You did.
Yeah. I actually, again, I've done a few in the early 90s, 93 and 95 when I worked in Europe. I did that move like into the cross body block, but off the top rope as a finish occasionally. And then I think other than that, as far as a traditional moonsault, I missed one once in Japan just because the other dude, you know, putting the finish together and he's like, oh, could you miss a moonsault? I'm like, I suppose. It's like, it's not something I do, but if you really want me to. And it's like,
this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did, but... yeah, I wasn't a huge moonsault guy, but Lance Fury decided that he was going to do a moonsault on Bret Hart, or the Bad Mechanic, I suppose. And also, too, although she doesn't appear, but she's in it, Trish Stratus also yes. has a brief part. You will hear her more than see her in this, but so quite the Canadian contingent on the Sound and Fury episode with Trish, Bret, and I.
And one of the plot points of this show is that you're doing this podcast with this woman who is an avid gardener and a couple of younger fellows. I believe one is her son, maybe one is her, I can't remember the other relation, but
Big corner gas fan, I see.
Yes, they grew up. Well, I'm in America. It's not as prevalent here. Although I am, after watching this, I'm checking it out on IMDTV. They want you to come back to the ring. They're like, I don't want to say they're ashamed. They're just like, really, Lance Fury? He's a gardener now. That can't be. You're a guy who stepped away from wrestling when you. It seemed like you had plenty more in the tank. How much did you get that? Because you did have several matches after that. You had dozens of matches after you left WWE.
Yeah, I still get the, you know, please come back one more match. So it's very based in reality. Because, again, Brent Leroy, the son of Emma, the woman I'm doing the gardening piece with,
yes.
He and his best friend, Hank, are avid wrestling fans. And I believe both are to an extent anyway. Brent grew up in Saskatchewan, was a Stampede wrestling fan. So he probably why the episode reads so true as, you know, watching it. I'm like, yeah, I could totally see this. It's when you're a wrestling fan and your favorite wrestler. It's like, again, how much is, you know, CM Punk still, you know, people, it's like they want him to come back. It's like, no, you owe us. You're supposed to do this. This is your job. And that's sort of what they were like, trying to convince me to come back and do it. And again, I probably still have more in the tank now, but doesn't mean that's what you have to do for the rest of your life.
It has been since, like, I believe, like 2016 since you've wrestled a match, right?
Yeah, it's about that. It was either 16 or 15, wherever Mania in Dallas was the last time.
Against Matt Hardy.
Yes, it was a WrestleCon show against Matt Hardy, was technically my last match as of now. We still, Chris Jericho and I sort of have an unofficial pact that we will have our last match ever together, because we had our first match ever together and we're still really good friends. So provided he doesn't keep wrestling for another 25 years, there is the probability, or at least possibility, that he and I will have our last one and we will do our debut and our joint retirement match together. So there's still the possibility of that one someday.
Yeah, and knowing him, you don't never know how long that'll be, because I think it was like maybe 6-7 months ago he said, you know, I've been wrestling 29 years and just now I feel like I'm the best in the world right now. Like, so I don't think it doesn't seem like he's going to slow down anytime soon, right?
No, it probably doesn't. But again, I still feel good and am physically fit. So you never know. Again, maybe it will be that match that no one wants to see. We'll both be 75 out there and they'll be like, oh my God, why are these guys doing this? But at least that's one nice thing, because you'll see on Corner Gas Animated, I still have my old hair.
Yes.
And it's much easier to have abs in an animated series than it is in a real life series.
How did you feel when you saw that and you're like, all right, they put the flat top on me?
Well, I figured they would, because they're going to want your most recognizable look. And so that was the thing when they were doing, I think it was actually after we recorded the audio, but then they reach out and it's like, can you send us several photos from your career so we can send them to the animators? So I'm finding some photos and those are the ones I sent. I suppose if I sent them a bunch of me with my shaved head, that's what they would have done, but that's not what's going to be my most recognizable look. It's like, you know, they gave Brett his, nice dark hair color back. Brett still has his hair. It's just a lot grayer now, but you know, they want you to look the way fans are going to expect you to look. And that's what we did. And it was great. Cause I'll share it on my Twitter at Lance Storm. But there's a backstage bit that we recorded after we did the actual voice recording, and they put it together with some clips of the show. But it's the reveal where Brent actually shows me the official finished character drawing of me. And it's pretty cool, because, again, this is, as a fan of the entire Corner Gas franchise since, you know, way back when, I think it's 16 years now, this has been a thing in Canada. Like, these are my Simpsons.
Yeah.
Like you know, and it's like immortalized in a piece of, you know, Canadian, again, you always say, you know, it's Americana. It's like, well, this is whatever the Canadian version of that is. You know, it's like, you know, you want to sit down with your Tim Hortons coffee and watch Corner Gas. And now I am a part of that franchise. And with that animated character, I'm a little bit immortalized in it. So it's a big deal for me. And I really can't wait till the show airs next Monday, October 26th, CTV Comedy. I've watched it already, but I will be sitting down on Monday. Again, wrestling fans, you've got Raw on the other channel, but DVRs work.
Yeah.
You can watch one or the other. I would recommend watching Corner Gas Animated and DVRing Raw, because
I would too.
There's 3 hours of commercials there. You can shorten that sucker up.
Yeah.
30 minutes is a pretty easy watch.
You can watch Corner Gas Animated and then like start Raw and you're still pretty good. You can get through that first hour no problem on Raw.
You'll still end at regular time because there's more commercial content in Raw than there is entire content in a half-hour sitcom. So
indeed. First, also, I didn't understand Tim Hortons until I visited Toronto for the first time, and then I left with 15 charges on my card from Tim Hortons because it was right next to my hotel that I was staying at, and I was like,
it's
okay.
Right next to every hotel.
Yeah, that's very true. And my boss, we're based out of Toronto. Every time we do our show, he pops on with his Tim Hortons thing, and I was like, "All right, I'll try it." And then I'm like, "Okay, it's so versatile. It works just so fine."
We've got a cold climate up here. Hot coffee's a big deal.
Yeah,
and that is the running joke in Canada. It's like, "Oh, where do you live?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm just down the street from the Tim Hortons," because everyone, I've got walking distance to two different Tim Hortons from my house.
As we wrap up, a couple of wrestling questions. I've always wondered about your entry, so to speak, in WCW. You came in and in short order, championship, 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 especially my personal favorite, the Saskatchewan Hardcore International title.
I hated that name.
So as this is pitched to you, who pitches that to you, and how do you feel when you're told, yeah, three titles we're putting on you, even if they do have you give away two of them?
Well, the thing is, that was never pitched to me because they were making it up as they went along.
Oh, wow.
So it's, you know, you're going to win the U.S. title. It's like, okay, cool. And that one I knew about, you know, several days ahead because Johnny Ace, who was the agent at the time for it, he called me with, you know, you're getting a big push, you're winning this tournament. We need to come up with what your finisher is going to be, because I'd been using the half crab up until that. And he was undecided or unsure whether he would be able to convince all of these guys to tap. So he was thinking we should probably do a pinfall finisher. But after, you know, several minutes of debate, he's like, ah, screw it. I'll just make them all tap out. I'm like, okay. But it was, you know, even I think the day before, because I know there was still argument going on, because Big Vito, who I beat for the hardcore title, he was really tight with Russo. And he had talked to Russo the day before.
Still is.
And at that point, I was beating him in a U.S. title match on Nitro and he was beating me in a hardcore match on Thunder, or vice versa. But we were each going to defend our titles and successfully retain. And it was that day of that they decided, no, let's put two titles on Lance, because he was arguing and complaining about having to lose the title at the show. So it's like, it was last minute they decided that. And then the other one, it's like, I found out, you know, again, an hour before it happened. So I never had a chance for anything to sink in. It's just boom, boom, boom. It's like, oh, okay. So you just, you're busy doing the job and you don't really think about it until you have to go to the airport and realize you have three title belts and your carry-on, and security is going to be a real nightmare.
I think a lot of people would be surprised to learn that Elix Skipper was the oldest of that trio. Like, a lot of people thought he was like 20 when he came in.
Yeah,
he
me was included.
Yeah, he was like 30 then, and man, he's a guy I miss seeing in wrestling. He's done a lot of good stuff. And somebody, I think it was Ross Foreman, actually told me, they're like, no, he was like almost like a hired gun in the restaurant world, as like, he will fix your restaurant. And they said that he took a pay cut to come to WCW to wrestle. That's kind of amazing.
Yeah, because it was a show, an indie show I was supposed to do late in my career or something, and he was originally going to be there and then wasn't. And I'm like, well, why couldn't Elix make it? He's like, oh, his daughter had graduation. And I'm like, from preschool? And they're like, no, his daughter's like 22. I'm like, yeah. How old is this guy?
Yeah, he's
and I didn't realize, because I thought he was like an 18-year-old kid when I worked with him.
That's the thing. Yeah, I did too, because they presented him as so youthful and all that stuff, and he obviously executed it very well. But Lance, I want to thank you so much for joining me. I encourage everybody, check out Corner Gas Animated. I've seen the episode. It is a fun one. like when they had you portraying the character they had you portray in the manner they did, I was like, ah, oh, this is a good fit. It works. It's on CTV Comedy, IMDb TV. It is on Monday, at first broadcast rather, Monday, October 26th. Lance, thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, my pleasure.
Until next time, guys. We're out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.